maybe it's even greater. I love all this. Pepper Schwartz is a sociologist and author of Prime Adventures and Advice on Sex, Love, and the Sensual Years. Pepper, good morning to you. Now, this book is extremely personal. You were married for 23 years and you're recently divorced. How did you feel about kind of putting all of your personal business into a book?
Well, it was hard. I mean, to make a decision. Once I made the decision, you know, you go ahead. But I felt, as an educator, I teach at the University of Washington, that sometimes the best education is personal. Your life, the ups, the downs, the heartbreaks, the triumphs, and then get some lessons from it.
So was it tough? I mean, how did you start off getting back into the dating world after 23 years of being married? What's the first thing you did?
Well, I tried to lose weight. That's the first thing I did. But the second thing was just to get my mind in shape, to say, okay, I really want to find somebody. You have to say what your goals are if you're going to get there.
Right.
Then I went online. I was actually already a relationship expert at PerfectMatch.com, but I had never done it myself. So
what
I had to
like
go
going online.
Well, you know, you have to kind of prepare your ego. Not everybody's going to want you. Not everybody's going to meet you and say, oh, you're great. They're going to say, nothing. They're going to be gone. So
I love how you said
to deal with that.
I love how you said how you met a guy online who made, quote, animal noises during conversation, and then you sort of met this tattoo-clad French guy. But what I love about you is you didn't just go plug your nose and say, oh, that was horrible. You take little lessons away from these dates.
Oh, absolutely. At the end of every chapter, I say, here's what I learned out of this, and here's what you can, too. I think like an anthropologist. I am out in the world learning things I wouldn't normally learn. There's nothing I can't be educated by. And I don't have to take this as, oh, gosh, another bad date, because that's what a lot of women do. They say, okay, I've had three bad dates. It's over. I'm not going there. I'm done. No, you have to be able to be resilient and look at it as education, and you will find someone if you keep at it.
Now, the woman, I love this, the woman in the piece was saying that sex is better after 50. Is it better after 50?
Better for me. And it was always really good. So, you know, the question is, are you more relaxed? Can you ask for what you want? Are you going to take a little bit more time at it? Do you sometimes say, hey, this doesn't have to be the most sacred act in the world. It can be kind of like a sandwich. I describe it that way. Sometimes you don't love the sandwich. You don't hate the sandwich. You just want to eat the sandwich. So, yes, it can be great and more fulfilling and just more fun.
Now, you say that women should rethink some of the big no-nos they say in their life. And let me just list some of them. I will not travel out of town to meet someone I don't know well. I wouldn't let someone I had only met briefly or online travel a significant distance to see me. I would never date someone significantly older or younger than me. I don't like partners significantly taller or shorter than me. I'm not going to approach someone who I think is attractive in an airport, restaurant, or on the street. You say it's time to rethink that whole list. Why not stick to those standards and say, I'm not going to do those things?
Well, if you stick to those standards, you will be very, very lonely because there's just too many no's. I say, why not? Particularly when you're over 50 or, I don't know, any age, you say, I haven't had so much success in what I thought I wanted. Why don't I take a look at the whole world out there and see what I can learn from it? Your question should be, why not, as
why
opposed
not?
To no, never. I try to get rid of never,
well,
period.
What kind of guys are looking for women in their 50s? Because you always hear about these guys looking for these young 20-somethings or 30-somethings. Who's looking for a woman in her 40s or 50s?
Lots of men, thousands of men. Everybody says there's no good men. That's just simply not true. That's one way of saying I don't want to put myself out there. There are CEOs, there's professional athletes, they're just great guys, ordinary guys with good hearts, good character. Why would people be on the net worse than they're out there in everyday life? In fact, they're better because at least at our site, many, many of the others, they're looking for relationships. And I believe that when you're older, somebody wants a companion, not a hookup.
Well, Pepper, I got to say, of all your books, this one is definitely the juiciest. It's all about Pepper. Again, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on the show.